This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good afternoon. This is Russ Masterton. You are on the fabulous, the outrageous Escape Hour. Now, we don't have a Joy 94.9 button today. So if you hear Joy News being announced quite often this afternoon, it's because we're having a bit of fun in the studio because we can't be out rallying with the rest of you Joysters. It's an outrageous day out there in Melbourne and we're very excited for you. I have the lovely, the gorgeous, the absolutely sensationally dressed Fiona Brooke on the panel opposite me. Fiona, what are you wearing today?
Black.
Because you're our wedding celebrant, aren't
that's
you?
That's right. Yeah, I'm the wedding celebrant today, so I'm wearing black. And, look, you know, it's one of those dresses that you put on when you really don't want to think about getting dressed. You went to bed way too late.
Oh, did you? Night out, was it?
Well, a night at a friend's house.
Okay.
You know, beautiful fish soup and crusty bread and then too much wine and then...
There'd be alcohol involved.
Sounds fantastic.
It always is. So, yeah, this is the black dress you put on when you don't have to think about getting dressed.
All right. Well, we're going to need you in a minute. We've got something important we're doing on the Escape Hour this morning. And on the other side of the park bench, I've got the lovely Tad Lombardo.
He's here.
How are you, Gorge?
I'm well.
How are you? All right. So you've had a bit of a week in Sydney, haven't you?
Want to hear all about the glamour.
A lot of glamour and the fun. Yeah, well, I went up a couple of days early to take advantage of the fact that I was attending the Gourmet Traveller Awards.
Which was out of town.
Yeah, and, you know, Sydney's one of those places I think, you know, most people have been to more than once. And I think it's important when you go to places you've been to before to try to experience things that you wouldn't have otherwise been to, you know, something off the beaten track. So my friend Oscar took me to this little French restaurant in Surrey Hills. And it's the most unpretentious restaurant. It was called the Buster Brown French Restaurant. And it's a man, his name is Chef Dominique Descartes. And he has a French restaurant there that he runs by himself and his partner. The most amazing food and the service was incredible and sort of that sense of community that you get when you're in, you know, a small restaurant like that that's, you know, kind of off the beaten track and one of those places that the locals know and come to, you know, once or twice a week for that special meal that they enjoy. And I had the best food there and I had the best time and it was just one of those places that was really incredible. And, you know, and you get to know the chef and it turns out he used to be the private chef for Harry M. Miller.
God, he'll have some stories.
Well, he would. He didn't divulge any because...
You asked.
Of course. But I not.
I am sure that he had to sign some confidentiality agreement.
Sure. Yeah, but again, you know, you don't kiss
You do get it bad, don't you?
I try to.
Yeah. Sydney, wow. You know, I haven't been to Sydney for about 10 years now.
Really?
I know. It's just, you know, I'm one of those travel agents that heads overseas. I'm going to be a grey nomad in my 70s and I'll visit all of Australia. But while I'm still young enough to hit the airlines, I'm out of our country, which is a bit sad. I did do a bit of local travelling when I was much younger, but I've just got this thing about I want to be a grey nomad in a motorhome and I want to do Priscilla all over Australia.
Yeah.
It's very much my policy too. Yeah. My mother asked me why I don't see much of Australia. And I'm like, as long as I can get on a plane and sit through a long plane ride, I can just see Australia later.
Absolutely. We've got the best country in the world anyway.
It's a beauty. Last time I was in Sydney, I did something a little different. There are some beautiful walks that you can do around, you get off the bus at Manly and then you can actually take these beautiful walks around the coves and around the water, and it's just stunning.
Yeah, but it's, I think, again, important to do those things that are off the beaten track. You know, we all do the tourist things and those things that are well known, and I think it's probably a little bit more important. You get a better experience. And like I said, that sort of made going to the restaurant was one of the highlights of my little trip to Sydney, which was great.
And then the Gourmet Traveller, I heard whispers that you went to that, and we're not allowed to ask you about gossip, are we, Fee?
No, but
anyway,
we are.
There wasn't really any gossip. It was
I
a really
bet
good
there
night.
Was. We just don't know who.
Oh, he's just opened his diary, everybody.
It was a really good night. It was at Chin Chin, which is in Surrey Hills as well. I think it may have opened by now. It was a few days ahead of its official opening. You could still smell the plaster and that sort of thing. So it was a really cool venue in an old building. And so there's a lot of history to it. food was incredible. And then, of course, the award ceremony came through, and the top 10 was announced. So if you'd like, I can give you what the top 10 restaurants were.
Yes, please do.
So at number one was Orana in South Australia.
Which is most well-known for using native Australian ingredients.
Yeah.
I've heard such great things about it.
Yeah, and great that it's an Adelaide restaurant. And, that they've been recognised, which is really
good.
And
I think that it's the first time in a decade that it's not been won by a Melbourne and Sydney or Sydney restaurant.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think that's an important...
That's a key step for Adelaide.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, definitely. Number two is Attica in Rip and Lee, which I'm very proud of.
Attica.
Number three is Momofuku in New South Wales, Bray, Victoria, number four.
Delicious.
Cutler & Co., number five, another Victorian restaurant. Vudamonde, number six. Key, number seven. The Bridge Room in New South Wales is number eight. Benelong, number nine. And Bentley is number 10. So that rounded off the
Bentley's
the top
in
10.
Sydney, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
I haven't been to any of those Sydney restaurants. Tetsuya's didn't make the grade.
That's probably somewhere on the list. I don't know. I'm not sure if it did or not.
But anyway we've got you know, every week we come and do this show and we have another reason to do an outside broadcast.
Yeah, we do. We have to start implementing those outside
broadcasts.
We do.
We really
are
being very, very slack. Yeah. So it comes to that special time of the show where we want to acknowledge what's happening in Melbourne today. Yes. And there's a huge rally happening on the steps of Parliament. Yeah. Isn't that right, Ted? What's going on up there?
We've got the marriage equality rally happening. Oh, it's not Parliament. It's State
Library.
Oh, excuse me. Yep.
So if you can get up there. And I think it's something that, you know, with the close of registration for voting on Thursday, that proved that apparently over close to 100,000 people have rushed to get their registrations in. And I think it shows the importance of what marriage equality is to the Australian people, which we've all known for a long time. It's just our government refuses to accept that.
Yes.
And to do their jobs and to do something about it. And this is an opportunity, whether you agree with a postal plebiscite or not, I think it's an opportunity to be vocal about it. I don't agree with the plebiscite, but it's here. I can't do anything to change that. So let's make the best of it. Let's get this done once and for all. It's overdue. It's embarrassing. I think we're the last Western, you know, developed country to...
Is that right?
I believe we are.
I didn't know that.
Yep. So there's no excuse. And this is a way to be heard. And I think the government will be quite
surprised.
Shocked.
I hope they are surprised.
Yeah.
What do you think, Fee?
Well, I'm very excited by something that Tad posted on Facebook earlier today, which is the anti-no stickers you can put on your mailbox.
Yep.
What a genius. Yeah. A woman, a Victorian woman, I think, came up with this idea of creating stickers that you could put on your mailbox that says no anti-no mail.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
And it's like, I need to get one straight away.
Yeah.
I haven't had any anti-no mail, but then again, I think I don't go to my mailbox very often. I think it gets blown away.
But hopefully. But the interesting thing is that in these situations, when it's a political thing, there are no rules associated. Mm. So anybody can do whatever they want and be as
and it's not just considered discrimination.
That's right. It's not considered discrimination. So I think that's a way to at least say, I don't want that crap in my mailbox.
Yeah, that's right. So I think it's enormously exciting.
And just a couple of things for me is I've listened and I've had a few friends of mine say, you know, we're a bit sick of this. And again, it's not about, for me, it's not political in any way. For me, it's just about equality. And that's
human
all
rights.
Of this whole thing is about for me. It's about human rights and equality.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't care if people do or don't like marriage equality. For me, it's just that we deserve equality like everybody else. And quite frankly, I'd like to see Penny Wong as our Prime Minister.
Mm.
Yeah, I think she'd be absolutely fabulous.
She would be amazing.
And, you know, I've been very hurt by the awful posters that have been put up all around town this week, insinuating that gay and lesbian people do things to children. And it just infuriates me that Tony Abbott is so silent about what his church has done to so many people in Australia that there's no acknowledgement at all.
The Catholic Church, how can they be trying to tell people, you know, what to do under the circumstances? It's just horrendous.
It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah. But we do have the lovely St. Michael's Church around the corner from the Joy Studios. Have Have you seen the lovely sign out the front?
Oh, aren't they gorgeous? Yeah. They really
yep.
are.
Yep, absolutely.
Anyway, we must push on because we've got a fabulous guest here, but we do have, we're acknowledging everybody that's at that fabulous rally right now. And we've got our celebrant, Fiona, the lovely Fiona, Father
that's
Fiona.
That's right.
And Father Fiona
Sister
is...
Sister Fiona, thank you.
Oh, sorry, Sister Fiona. And Sister Fiona is now going to marry Tad Lombardi and I. And
Lombardo.
Oh, God, I'll never get it that right. It's just this Italian thing about you. I look at you and I think Italian. I want to put an I on the end of everything, you know? Anyway.
Still a vowel.
You can tell I know you well enough to get married.
Who needs a name?
Anyway, so...
that's right. I'm here to officiate.
Yes,
I think that's the suitable word, as the celebrant for your particular nuptials.
Thank you.
My first question is, did you sign a prenup?
Oh, yes, we did.
That's good.
I mean, I've got some assets and he's got some too and he's a better than mine, so he made me sign them.
All right. Now, in this wonderful ceremony, who's going to go first with their vows?
Okay, I'll go first. So,
since it was your idea.
Yeah.
Marriage equality, I love this. Okay, so I, Russ, take you, Tad, to be my husband and or wife. in equal love, as a mirror for my true self, as a partner on my path to honour and to cherish in sorrow and in joy. Till death do us part, I love you, Tad.
That's lovely.
That is beautiful.
Thank you. Wonderful sentiments.
Yes. Is it my turn?
Yes, it is now.
Mine's going to be a little bit briefer than that, but
okay.
It means just the same. I, Tad, take Russ to be my illegally lawful wedded husband, my one true love, and the man with whom I share my life and soul.
Wow.
Yes. It
says it all.
So,
how wonderful.
Tad, you do?
I do.
Russ, you do?
I do.
You guys are done.
Yay, we're married. We're married.
So easy.
See, how simple was that? And we didn't hurt anybody.
And the roof didn't fall in.
No, we're still here.
We're still here.
Yep. Our guest is wondering what the hell he's doing here today.
Coming on a day like today.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm married. We better go to a message. Yes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.